In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you here this morning. So as I was thinking about this morning's gospel reading, I began to think about the things that St. Peter went through today. And I began to think about this issue of comfort zones and having to be kind of pushed out of your comfort zone and doing something that you may not feel is actually something that you have a skill really to do. And I began to think about myself. And I began to think about my ministry and the different things that I do and that I've had to do. And one of the areas where always I was really never all that comfortable with was this issue of writing. So I remember in 2004 when I was first ordained and I was in Cincinnati as the assistant, I was really nervous that I was going to have to write various articles. So what I ended up doing instead was I would find something that others wrote, maybe some theologians, something interesting, and I would present those to people for their edification. So I did that for a while, and then I had to be in charge of the youth newsletters. And I thought, well, I may have to write something. And then I found out that there were some advisors that enjoyed writing articles. So I allowed them to do that. But then in about 2006, when I was assigned to my own parish in Louisville, Kentucky, I then had to begin writing a little bit. So I had to write the Christmas appeal and the Easter appeal and here and there. But really, I kind of stayed away from doing too much writing. But then I arrived here at our wonderful cathedral, and I discovered that there was kind of a tradition of putting a lot more articles out. So I did. And then all of a sudden, COVID arrives, and we discovered that we really needed to be able to communicate with our parishioners a little bit more. We needed to be able to communicate with you a little bit more about what's going on. So we decided what we would do is we would start doing a daily message. And that message, God willing, would be for your edification, but also ways to connect with you, reminders as to what is happening throughout the week at the cathedral, especially in the midst of COVID. And my prayer was that it would be of benefit to all of you. But in the end, the reality is the one who received so much benefit from all of this was actually me. See, last week we talked about the danger of doing our prayers and reading the scriptures just as a way of kind of checking off a list on our daily to-do list. And this is certainly something that I find happens to me. But having to do these daily reflections meant that I really had to actually reflect. I had to sit down and read the scriptures and really reflect on what the message meant to me, try and apply it to my life, trying to apply it to your life, the life of our parish, and also our society in general. And that, for me, has been a great benefit. And I thought about it, and I thought, well, isn't it funny? This is exactly what happens when we are forced to go out of our comfort zone and try something new. It is there that we find true growth in our lives. And this is exactly what we see this morning in our gospel reading. We see a progression in the person of Peter. We see a man who knew Jesus. We see a man who was then kind of pushed to do something that he wasn't too sure about. And in the end, he found growth and began to follow and became one of our Lord's trusted disciples and apostles. So this morning, let us consider Peter's call as a reflection of our own situations and our spiritual journey as well. So our reading again comes to us from St. Luke's Gospel, and it is the fifth chapter. The reading begins by telling us that our Lord was over at the Lake of Gennesaret, and all of a sudden a bunch of people were there, and they were kind of pressing against him. And our Lord wanted to preach to them, and he sees two boats and some fishermen who are washing their nets. So he decides he's going to get in to one of those boats, and he gets into Peter's boat. And he asks Peter to go out a little bit so he can have a little bit of room so he can preach to the people. So he does, and eventually the Lord stops and he looks at Peter and he says to Peter, he says, put out a little bit deeper into the waters and put down your net for a catch. Now this is where we see Peter being pushed a little bit, being asked to do something that he might not be too comfortable with. And we know this because of Peter's response. See, Peter says to the Lord, but Lord, we have worked all night and we have caught nothing. We see that Peter had quite a disappointing night at work, him and his partners as well. But the Lord says to them, no, go back and do it again. Go out into the deep and give it one more try. He is basically telling Peter, he's saying, trust me. Now, it is important that we realize, though, that Peter did have some knowledge of Jesus. We have to remember that Peter was a follower of John the Baptist. He knew what had happened on the day that Jesus was baptized. And also we have to remember that in the chapter right before this one, we see Jesus in Peter's home where he heals Peter's mother-in-law. So he knew that this man had some ability. But nevertheless, he still had to muster some energy, right? Because he was tired and he had to take the next step in his relationship with Jesus. He had to do this in order to grow, in order to progress. He had to go a little bit out of his comfort zone. And this reminds me of another person, a young man who had to go out of his comfort zone, and that's our Nicholas. As I've told you before, our Nicholas is taking the next step in his career as a little driver. I mentioned to you, I think in one of my reflections, that he's now doing his drive times. And one of the things that he had to do yesterday was go out on the expressway. Yes, it was interesting. But before he did that, he said, Dad, will you take me out so I can practice? I said, sure, son, I'll do that. And of course, as we know, Nicholas was pretty nervous, as was I, but I think I did a pretty good job of not letting him know that. And he actually did pretty well. He was nervous because this was most certainly going out of Nicholas's comfort zone. But in order for him to grow, in order for Nicholas to progress, this is what he had to do. And the same thing is true when it comes to Peter. Peter needed to trust Christ and put out into the deep in order to progress and in order to grow. And our reading tells us that Peter does what the Lord asks. And when he does that, he sees something amazing. They catch so many fish that the net begins to break. And as they're putting him into both boats, the boats begin to sink as well. And what does Peter do? He looks to the Lord, he kneels down, and he says, Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Peter could have said a number of things, but he tells him that I am a sinful man. Maybe he did that because he thought to himself, well, if this guy can see into the water and see where fish are, maybe he can see into my soul and see what kind of person I am. But nevertheless, the Lord answers in this way. He says, fear not. He says, do not be afraid. I will make you a fisher of men. You see, it seems like our Lord is affirming that, yes, Peter, you are not perfect, but I have the ability to transform you. He's saying, yes, you are a sinner, but follow me and I will heal you. He says, yes, Peter, you have fallen away in your life and you will fall away again. But keep looking to me and following me and you will see even greater things. The Lord is assuring him that he will not be alone if he remembers to follow Christ, and he will grow in ways that he could never imagine. My friends and my family in Christ, we are no different than Peter. Like Peter, going out of our comfort zones can be a little bit scary. Doing things that we are not sure of can bring some fear and uncertainty. But we need to remember that our Lord called the disciples as they were, normal men, fishermen. And he calls us to follow him the same way that we are, normal people who are not perfect. He calls us to follow him and to come out of our comfort zones. He says to each of us today, do not be afraid. Just remember to keep looking to me and to keep following me. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.